सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव सर्वं मम देवदेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देवदेव। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरि ओम। वी स्टार्टेड विद भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 2 कॉल्ड सांख्य योग एंड भगवान इज नाउ स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुन। अर्जुन हु हैज फॉलन डाउन इन सच अ स्टेट दैट इट डजंट बिफिट फॉर ए पर्सन लाइक अ वॉरियर, crying, giving up his weapons, and then saying that I don't want to fight. It is like a police inspector who says, I cannot lift my gun. And you ask why? Because I cannot shoot at my own child or my own relative. Because you are not looking at the justice, but you are looking at relation. This is where Arjuna is. Seeing the I-ness, seeing the minus, he is not able to move forward with it. So to this Arjun, Bhagavan is addressing. He is overcome with this compassion in his heart. And to that, Bhagavan just destroys it in one go. Says, kutastva kashmalam idam. O Arjun, you that I have known, to you how this came. It is understandable that somebody who does not have enough willpower, enough knowledge, and who is not valorous to have such a feeling. But to you, Arjun, you have this feeling. It is anaryajushtam. Only a person who is ignoble, who invites trouble in his life, would say something like this, that they want to run away from the war. One who is a coward would say that, let me be killed, but I will not raise my arms against an enemy who has done everything in their power to destroy me. Only a coward would say that. This is something an Aryan would not say, and you are an Aryan. So anaryajushtam, aswargyam, you think that will take you to heaven by giving up this war? It will not. It will take you to hell, naraka. So there also you will suffer, here also you will suffer. So better you fight. And akirtikaram, it will bring you bad fame. Arjun, this is not going to give you good name. Your children will spit at your name, that my father turned out to be a coward. He ran away from the battlefield. He used to say so many good things, but he, when time came for action, just ran away. Could not have the courage to fight against justice. And those people who feared you will no longer fear you. And he knew that, you know, who's a king? A king is somebody who does not look at relations. Even if a person who has committed a crime is a guru, a king is responsible for punishing such a person. So he doesn't see. Otherwise, you're not a king. You don't have the right to call yourself a king. So therefore, Arjun, this will only bring you bad fame. So give all of that up and fight. Then Bhagwan is addressing to Arjun, and I feel that this is where we had left off, so we'll start with this. Shloka number 3, chapter number 2. So we'll chant first, lead and follow, then together. Klaibhyam asmagama partha. Nai tattvai upapadyate. Chudram hradaya dorbalyam. Tyaktvottishtha parantapam. Together. Klaibhyam masmagamah partha. Nai tattvai upapadyate. Chudram hradaya dorbalyam. Tyaktvottishtha parantapam. हे पार्थ, क्लैब्यम मास्मगम. क्लैब्यम, the personality of somebody who is an impotent. So he gives a slap to Arjun. Doesn't call him nice words. Klaibhya is not a, you know, it's not like a friendly word. Like how he says, Partha, Dhananjaya, is not in a praise to Arjun. Oh, Klaibhya, not like that. A slap on Arjuna's face. That don't become a eunuch. You're a man, be a man. Now don't take it in this way that man means, you know, a male body. No. The idea of manliness is what he is talking about. So gender difference is not there here. Even a lady can be a man. It's called Paurushyatva. That a lady also can have, and a man also can have. Similarly, the Striyattam, the masculinity, can also be in a man and a woman. So the idea here that is saying is, you're not showing that, you're showing the cowardice. That is not your nature. Give that up. You're behaving like an impotent person. So Arjun, buck up. Gather all your courage. Don't fall prey to this thought. And then he calls him Partha. To remind him, who is he? He is son of Pritha. Son of Pritha is called Partha. Pritha, reminding of mother Kunti. So if you have a mother like Kunti, who are you? Your mother is more braver than you are. So Arjun, don't be like that. Na etat tvai upapadyate. Upapadyate befits you. Tvai in you. Na etat. This kind of behavior, this kind of crying, this kind of weeping, giving up the arms, lamenting like anything, does not befit you. Why? Kshudram hridaya daurbalyam. This durbalata, daurbalyam, durbalata, the weakness, the inability to do something, that is durbalata. Of what? Of the heart. Because Bhagavan knows he has the strength. He is strong enough to face anybody. But if your heart is weak, no matter how strong you are, you will never face anybody. Therefore, if you have a very strong opponent physically, break their heart. They will be broken into pieces. If you want to defeat them. But Bhagavan is advising not to defeat here, to give him courage. That this grief that you are facing, Arjun, is very small, kshudram, very petty. So this small feeling of your heart that is making you weak, give that up. And once you give that up, you yourself will realize your strength and you'll be able to fight. So tyaktva uttishtata. Having given that up, Arjun, stand up and fight. So he reminds Arjun basically his responsibility, duty as a kshatriya. That is his dharma. We must realize our dharma, and according to that dharma, we must act in our life. So here, the message that comes out for us is that wherever we find this weakness in our heart, which doesn't allow us to carry out our actions, where we feel that, how can I do this? Is this just? Is this unjust? When we are doing dharma only, that's what I'm talking about. When we are doing adharma, then we don't think much. We'll just get right into it. What? I do adharma? We all do adharma at some point in time. To strain our eyes and watch TV for a long time is also adharma. To text while driving is also adharma. So we do adharma. But at that time, we don't think. When time comes for dharma, that time we start thinking. Is this right? Is this wrong? That pettiness feeling is what we are talking about getting rid of. So we must understand what is our dharma. Today is a gloomy morning. Feels good to sleep in. But then, get that courage, get up, get the kids ready, bring them here, or go to temple. All of this is what we're talking about as dharma. For Arjuna, it becomes very easier. Yes, it is very black and white. In our life, it becomes very muddy. It becomes very hazy. What is dharma? What is adharma? But we just question ourselves. And as we question ourselves, we will find what is our dharma. What is a proper way to act. But wherever we find that we are falling weak, and the reason for our weakness is I-ness and minus. If we question that and we figure that out, all we have to realize that we have to give that up, the pettiness. And when we give that up, we'll be ready to fight, ready to take on any challenge we have in our life. So, tyaktva uttishtata parantapa. Having said this, Bhagavan gave the message to Arjun. All the arguments that Arjun was giving out in the first chapter, he finished it all up. Said, he wanted to know, should you fight, should you not fight? Here is my response. You should fight because you are kshatriya. This is your dharma. You are a warrior. You are courageous. You should fight. And then he says, parantapa. Parantapa is, tapa means to scorch. And parantapayati is paran, parantapa. Paran means enemies. So one who scorches his enemies, you are that. And you are being scorched by your own pettiness, Arjun. Bhagavad Gita should be over by this time if Arjuna had realized what he had to do. But Arjun doesn't realize. So now, from shloka number 4 till shloka number 8 is a very crucial information that gives the entire 18th chapter for Bhagavad Gita. Why Bhagavan has to go explaining everything to Arjun? Why he has to talk about his vibhuti? Why he has to talk about dhyana? Why he has to talk about sannyas? All of these are set forth from this point onward. So Arjun now explains, still he has not gotten the idea. Bhagavan, yes, you tell me I have to go and fight. I also know I have to go and fight. But my heart does not allow me. Something is stopping me from lifting my bow and arrow. And this is why I ask you to guide me in such a way that I will find myself courageous enough to lift my bow and arrow. If you tell me, I will do it. Because I have always listened to your advice and you have only given me good advice. But after doing it, I will only find guilt for what I have done. And I don't want to live with that guilt. Therefore, I am asking you something greater than that. So Arjuna will tell all of this. He will tell that his mindset is not right at this stage. You make sure that my mindset becomes right for this war. And this is what we find. So let's first go to shloka number 4. Arjuna uvacha katham bhishmamaham sankhe dronam cha madhusudanam ishubhih pratiyotsyami pujarhavari sudanam. Together, Arjuna uvacha कथं भीष्ममहं संख्ये द्रोणञ्च मधुसूदन इषुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन. सो अर्जुन स्पोक कथम, बट हाउ, हाउ डू यू वॉन्ट मी टू फाइट, why, what is wrong? भीष्मम द्रोणम च, भीष्म पितामह एंड द्रोणाचार्य, संख्ये कथम, हाउ डू आई फाइट, सो हाउ डू आई फाइट माई गुरु द्रोण एंड भीष्म पितामह इन दिस वॉर. योत्स्यामि, why, why can't you? I have not even imagined disrespecting them. Pujarhav. Pujarhav. Dual case. So therefore Pujarhav. They are worshipful to me. Both. My guru and Bhishma Pitama. They are worshipful for me. And you are telling me to take up a bow and arrow and shoot at them. I have not even taken a stone and thrown at them. Even in my dream, I have never ever disrespected them. And here you want me to take up a bow and arrow and shoot at them. Forget about the Dhritarashtra's kids. Them I can shoot easily. But even before I shoot at them, I will be facing my guru and Bhishma Pitama. Now there was a very good connection between Dronacharya and Arjun. It was not like the other Shishyas. Dronacharya considered Arjun to be his best, and Arjuna considered Dronacharya to be his best guru. So therefore a relation was very strong. How do you want me to lift a bow and arrow? Will my bow and arrow even go up when I see them? I don't think it will. They are worshipful to me. But who are you? You are Madhusudana. You are a destroyer of demon. So it makes sense to raise a bow and arrow against a demon and shoot at them. It's so easy. So for you, Madhusudana, it may seem easy that you just get up and fight. But you think about me. They are my guru. And having destroyed them, it will be like disrespecting them. So I don't want to disrespect them by even raising the bow and arrow. Then he changes his tune. So he understands where Krishna is coming from or where Bhagavan is coming from. But he's also expressing his viewpoint. And this tune is where he is now surrendering to Bhagwan. So with this next four shlokas, you will see that. But first, shloka number 5.
Guru nahatva hi mahanubhavan shreyo bhoktum bhaikshamapi haloke. हत्वार्थ कामांस्तु गुरु निहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधिर प्रदिग्धान्.
I think my tune was a little different, right? Okay. Do you know the tune that we use? Okay, can we chant in that tune? Because I realized my tuning is a little different. Okay, we'll chant together. I am following you. You guys are leading. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I didn't understand. the tune. I heard you say the words, but I didn't understand the tune. Okay, we'll just follow the tune that I have in my mind. So, Arjuna says, Gurun Ahatva. Ahatva, without killing the Guru. And Mahanubhavan. Anubhavan, those who have a lot of Anubhava, experience. He is talking about Bhishma Pitama only, because he has experienced through so many generations now, two generations at least. And this is the, no, three generations, and this is the fourth generation. So, such an experienced person, experienced soul, Gurun Mahabhavan Ahatva Shreyah, without killing them, it is best. Shreyah, best. What is best? Iha loke, in this world, bhiksham bhoktum. Bhiksham, to beg and survive. Bhoktum, to consume, to take in. So it is better for me to beg and eat than to kill my Guru and Bhishma Pitama. This is what Arjuna is saying. Now when he says bhiksham, he is not saying that one or two days will be fine and then I will come back to the kingdom. I am willing to take up the dharma of becoming a bhikshu. Every day I will be considering myself to go out and beg the food and live off that, than to kill my Guru and my Bhishma Pitama. Why would you consider that, Arjun? So he says that now for all of us, we all know that we have to live based off of these four pillars. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Follow the three paths, Moksha becomes easier. Dharma, Artha, Kama. In its proper way, Moksha becomes easier. So here Arjun says that if I fight Hatva, my Artha will be gone. Artha means the wealth, the accomplishments, the kingdom's enjoyment that I will get, that will be gone. Artha will be gone. Kama also will be gone. The desire will also be gone, because how can I have any other desires after just killing my Guru and my Bhishma Pitama? So my dharma is gone. No, sorry, my artha is gone and my kama is gone. Only thing that is left is dharma. And that also will be gone. How? Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. Pradigdhan, it is like dipped in rudhira, blood. What is dipped in the blood? Bhogan, all the enjoyments. And bhunjiya is enjoying. So, my dharma will be destroyed by this war. And when I have to consume the enjoyment of this world, it will be considered as like dipping them in the blood and then to consume them. So my dharma is gone, my artha is gone, my kama is gone. Forget about moksha. I will not have moksha at all. So here is where Arjuna is saying that I cannot kill my Guru, cannot kill Bhishma Pitama, because it is better for me to beg than to kill them. And second, if I do kill them, it will be like consuming the enjoyment afterwards dharma, artha, kama will be like dipped in the blood and enjoying them that way. The guilt that I will have, I will never be able to live with that guilt. Therefore, Bhagwan, I cannot really accept your answer that just give it up and get up and fight. So he is very logical. He is giving a response to Bhagwan in a very logical understanding. And what he is feeling in his heart also. It's not that he's making up an excuse for not to fight. These are valid reasons that he feels for not fighting. Another wave of argument, he says. Number 6 now. Nachaitad vidmah katarano gariyah. Vidmah katarano gariyah. Yadva jayema yadivano jayeyuhu. Yane vahatva na jiji vishamaha. Tevasthitav pramukhe dhartarashtraham. Together now. Nachaitad vidmah katarano gariyah. Yadva jayema yadivano jayeyuhu. Yane vahatva na jiji vishamaha. Tevasthitav pramukhe dhartarashtraha. So now he says that if you really consider, we don't know which one is gariya, which one is better. Na cha etad vidmaha. Vidmaha, we to know. Na vidmaha, we don't know. Etat. Etat. Of the two paths, we don't know which one is the best. Kataranna. Of the two. What are the two paths? Yadva jayema. Either we are conquered. Yadivano jayeyu. Or we conquer them. Meaning, we don't know which one is the better path. Whether the Pandavas are conquered or the Pandavas conquer the Kauravas. Because both sides are equal to us. On both sides, it is the lineage of the Shantanu, the king. And both their family, one wins, the other will be destroyed. The other wins, the other will be destroyed. The family will be split in half anyways. So we don't know which is the better way. There is no better win here. It is better just to forget about this war. And even those Kshatriyas who are coming to fight, give them also some solace. And they will also have a generation to follow. Here we are just destroying. Nothing is happening out of this war. And yan eva hatva na jiji vishamaha. Jiji vishamaha, the desire to live. Na jiji vishamaha, the desire is not there to live. So killing them, we will also destroy this desire to live further. Because normally, when we live, we have this expectation that we will live, the carry on this legacy, pass it on to the next generation. And it is always fun to live in a family where you can share laughs, where you can share some sad moments. You don't have anybody to share this with. As a family person, when you are living in this world, you don't have a family to live for. Why would you even want to live? So, yane vahatva na jiji vishamaha. That desire to live will also go away if we kill them. And the sad thing is, te avasthitaha pramukhe dhartarashtra. Te, those, Dhartarashtraha, the sons or the children or those who belong to Dhritarashtra. Avasthita, they have gathered here, they have been presented to me, in front of me in the war. Pramukhe, in front of me. So they are here present in front of me, ready to die or ready to fight, but killing them, I don't know if I'll have the desire to even live. So why should I carry forward? And we don't know which is the better. We don't know which one is the better path. Them killing us or us killing them. This is the mental state that I'm going through. Oh Bhagavan, this is what you must realize. So he's crying out to Bhagavan. He's not, at this stage, he's not giving Bhagavan an argument for not fighting. He's now stating his condition that he's in, which he's looking to get out of. So then he explains two more shlokas where he is surrendering to Bhagavan. So that we will see with our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.